Do you ever get overwhelmed with what to say yes to and what to say no to? Specific to kids' activities, this can be a real challenge. If you are like me in any capacity, you've already started the process of planning out your summer commitments. And if that's the case, today's episode is for you. But first, let's throw up some gratitude to Shay H., who left a 5-star review entitled, "A Must Listen." It says, "This show is such a blessing. Corey has a beautiful way of blending personal experience and godly wisdom, so you feel seen, acknowledged, and most important, loved by God." Thank you so much, Shay. I love how you keep the main thing, specific to God being acknowledged in it all. These reviews really help encourage me, and they testify to future listeners. But ladies, our last review was from a month ago, and I know we can do better. It takes a minute or less, so go leave that review and then listen in as we learn how to create a plan with confidence on today's episode. Hey, hey, Mama. Welcome back to the Treasured Mama Podcast. I'm Corey Messer, a Kingdom Life Coach and Messy Mompreneur, and I want to know if you're like me. Have you ever felt like you've lost yourself in all the things? Or perhaps you just need some encouragement on this messy journey of authentic motherhood? In this space, we love sharing routines, rhythms, and real stories of real moms as we declutter our heads, our hearts, and our homes to discover clarity and confidence. If you're ready to gain clarity on who God designed you to be, create simple systems for a more peaceful household, and connect with other mamas doing the same, this podcast is right up your alley. My prayer is this episode will encourage you, so grab a drink, take a mommy moment, and listen in to today's goodness. Hey mama, Coach Corey here, only today I'm not coming to you from the perspective of a coach, but rather a heart-to-heart from one mom to the next. So get comfy, snuggle in, let's just have a little chat from one woman to the next about this season, this time of year. This is the time of year where you transition into the end of the school year things, and you generally transition into warmer weather, and people are craving outside time. Both kids and parents alike are craving some more freedom and perhaps a little less expectation to attend all the things. I hesitated there for a moment because it's less about craving freedom from structure, and it's more about craving freedom from all the expectations to show up in all the places. And I can imagine you can relate, because for myself, I have 4 kids. 2 of them are school age, 2 of them are not even at preschool age. And we are exploring all of the things in terms of not missing out on that time when they're so young, and simultaneously allowing our older ones to experience and explore some of their hobbies, especially in group settings. That might be teams on baseball or going to reading camps or vacation Bible school. The challenge is all of those things take time. All of those things require resources, either in the form of finances or functioning with your schedule, or just the time to get kids registered, take them to, bring them from, and it can really interrupt the regular flow of your house. So I want to chat with you today about some practical ways you can process this for your own household and be confident in walking forward with how you're going to do things for yourself in this season, but really any season moving forward. We tend to ask the question, should I be working out of the home, in the home, or have a season of being a stay-at-home parent? Then they get a little older and you begin to ask the question of, if they go to daycare, how often? And then it's school. And how do you structure the morning routine and the evening routine to adjust for this new experience that is more stimulation, no naps, and that sort of thing? And then they get to this space in their life where they become more social and aware of gatherings. You begin to have birthday parties, team sports, extracurriculars, swimming lessons, camps, all of these things that are great, but they do take time. And you can see as you get older, the extracurriculars just shift in their nature. You might go from baseball being 4 weeks in the summer, 3 days a week, into having a full out 12-week experience where they're at a practice or game 6 days a week. You might have a child who loves to read and wants nothing to do with sports. So when they're younger, they may go to a 3 day a week, 3 hours each session, reading camp. And when they get older, they may go to an author summer camp where they're away for a full week. So the dynamics just change, but you still get to consider and explore how you're going to shift this to work best for your family and ask yourself some power-packed questions. I think as parents, we are often asking questions that could be improved upon. Instead of asking who's going to that camp or how much does that camp cost, I think we could start with asking our child, what is it that appeals to you about this camp? Because we may think it's author camp, but it really might be spending extra time with Joseph. If they want to spend extra time with Joseph, could you have a week where you invite them over for 3 playdates in that week and they're working on a collective project where they're writing their own book and they're assembling it with zip ties and pipe cleaners and drawing their own images in there as well. Get creative and realize that you have full permission to think outside the box. You have full permission to explore how things can be different for your family, not just for the sake of being different, but because you have been intentional to have intimate conversations with your children and your spouse and your family collectively. You're aware of their needs, you're aware of their wants, and you're aware of the resources you have to allocate towards those things. For example, our 2 older boys are 8 and 6. We have been very, very protective of our family time. And so we really just started in probably the last year, maybe 2, getting them involved in activities that they're passionate about. Baseball was one of those things. It's a shorter season for the younger kids. The baseball diamond is quite close to where we live, so it doesn't take a lot of time. And we can incorporate other things that are important to our family, like movement. We can ride our bikes over there. Outside time, there's a park right near where the girls and I can go, and I can play with the girls or read a book while the boys are at baseball. It's a really good opportunity for them to have something where they are surrounded by children their own age, where they can learn the values of teamwork, hard work, how to process loss of a game and disappointment of missing the ball, as well as work on their communication. And for my family, communication and developing hardworking, effective communicators who have God at the center of it all, that's very important to us. For the next family, they may have different priorities. Their priorities may be getting more outside exposure because they've lived a very sheltered upbringing. Or maybe their child struggles a little bit or is in development of learning how to communicate with different people. Maybe they want them to be in controlled environments where they can develop those skills. And so they do a lot of outings that are shorter in duration. For you, baseball might not be the best thing, but maybe a small group park date would be better. And you do that once or twice a week for 2 months out of the summer. One isn't more right or more wrong. It's individual to the family. I want my children to learn about communication, not just in a one-on-one setting, which we work a lot on at home, but in a group setting with their peers when mom and dad aren't present. And I can't give that to them when I'm present. So baseball works really good for us for those reasons. And I use baseball as an example because we're going to be registering for that soon. But beloved, it could be anything. Are you doing swimming lessons this year? Why? or why not? Some families that they don't like to do public swimming lessons because some of the swimsuits that are chosen are not in agreement with their family values and they don't want to expose their children to that. And then I have other families that say it's a really good opportunity to have conversations around why people make choices and to be intentional about making whole and holy choices for ourselves, whatever the family has determined that is for them. I encourage you, when you are going into this season, avoid partnering with overwhelm and instead pursue the opportunities that are before you. This is an incredible opportunity to have conversations with your children around what it is they're interested in, what they want to explore or learn more about, and then pair that with areas that you have identified they're thriving in, so you want to fill their tank up, and areas that they can certainly grow in and become better at. And what I like to do with my kids is say, you know, what is it you want to do this summer? What is a goal that you have in this area that you love? So maybe what's a baseball goal or what's a movement goal? My one son wants to go running with me this summer and he has a goal to be able to run 3 miles in one stretch. Are we going to meet, exceed, or fall short of that goal? I don't know, but we've created a plan. We're going to spend some time. We're going to do something physically. We're communicating about it. We are praying as we consider what our process should be. So that includes and infuses all of the values that are very important to my family. So what is important to your family? That's the first thing I would say when you're deciding what to say yes to and what to say no to. Number one, what is important to your family for this season? When we had a new baby at home, it was important for us to establish a routine as a family, to connect as a family. And that meant we said no to almost every other opportunity. Why? Because we could still communicate at home. Part of building upon communication is establishing a connection. So we wanted to establish the new rhythms and connections in our family with this new member in our household. Many people ridiculed those decisions and felt as if we were hermiting. And in a sense, we were. But I like to think of hermiting as choosing to stay in close quarters versus hiding is avoiding something. That would be the second thing. Once you've determined what is important to your family, what are the values that you want to uphold and develop in and pursue in this season, then decide when you say no to something, is it because you are choosing to be in a certain space for this season or because you are avoiding a different experience? The Bible tells us we are not called to live by a spirit of fear. In fact, 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7 says, "For God gave us a spirit not of fear, but of power and love and self-control." So we want to make sure when we are making decisions that we are doing it from a place where we feel empowered to do so because we are aligned with the directive of Heavenly Father. Out of that place, we can confidently say, this is the direction that God has called my family. I am confident in that because I know I'm being faithful in my decision and I'm having self-control to make choices in accordance with where God is calling my family, but not so much from a place of avoiding something that is fearful to me because it's new territory or it's uncomfortable or it may mean me doing something that is in the best interest of my child but is stretching me a little bit. And that would be the third thing is this is going to stretch you because you're doing it in a different way than you have before. Once you're very clear on your values, you've determined what you're going to say yes and no to, and you can confidently do that because you're making those decisions from a faith-filled perspective, then you can look at all the things that you are expecting to say yes to, plug them into your calendar, and make sure the logistics actually fit. Because if I have vacation Bible school and I have swimming lessons at the same time, my children are amazing, but they can only be at one place at one time. At that point, you get to ask yourself, are we going to pick one or the other? Or is there a different session of swimming lessons we can make work? Or is there a different VBS at another church that we trust that we could do? Or are we going to go camping at the lake and that will be our swimming lessons for this summer? I will work with my child individually. Or instead of going to a structured VBS, maybe we could do a Bible study at home this summer. And every time we do it, we could have a picnic on the trampoline. So get creative this summer. Be intentional about what you're saying yes and what you're saying no to. And above and beyond anything else, know that when you intentionally pursue the Lord, He will absolutely provide everything that you need. Enjoy this time, enjoy this season, and know that God has absolutely got you. We have an absolutely amazing book that is going to be launching soon. Go in the show notes and get on our launch list. It's called Rhythms of Grace. I'm co-authoring it with two other absolutely incredible authors, and we are excited to get that into your hands. April 30th, 2024 is when you will be able to purchase the book. Get on that launch list. Let us send you some love. We also have some exclusive opportunities that are coming up specifically for those on the list. Heavenly Father, thank you so much, Lord. Thank you for giving us the revelation and the wisdom to make the most of our time in a way that is healthy and holy and honoring to where you have called us and to what you have called us to partake in. Lord, I pray for this incredible mother as she becomes clear on what to say yes to and what to politely decline, that she declines from a place of confidence, God, knowing that it is because you have asked her to say no to that thing, so she can say yes to the God thing you've assigned for her and prepared for her. You are a good, good Father. In your mighty name, Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Hey, Mama, one quick thing before you go. If this podcast blessed you in some way, the number one way you can pay it forward is to head over to iTunes, Treasured Mama Podcast, and leave a review and subscribe to the channel.